Welcome to our program in Specialized English. I'm Mike Proctor. This program uses a special English method of broadcasting. It is easier for people to understand, no matter where in the world they live. In today's program, we will tell about slang words and how the word Christian first came into use. And we have some information about an interesting internet website for movie lovers. But first, here is Anne Raju with some thoughts about the future of radio. Anne comes from the country of Malaysia.
Have you noticed how much radio has changed in recent years? International radio especially is different. In some parts of the world, the end of the Cold War has caused political changes. There, radio is now used much less as a weapon to spread ideas. In other places, television has grown. Some people who used to listen to radio before now watch television instead. Some people have even said radio is dead. But is it? Radio is changing. Some international services like the BBC and VOA now transmit on local FM stations. They do this even in countries where they were banned only a few years ago. And radio is going digital. It is using the same technology as computers to make broadcasts even clearer in the 21st century. A satellite for digital radio broadcasting is already in place over Africa. And anyone with a computer can hear radio on the internet from sites such as www.broadcast.com. But for many people, these new things are far too costly. They do not have the money for a television, a digital radio, or a computer. That is one reason why shortwave radio is still the method most people use to listen to international radio. The radio programs can travel thousands of kilometers across international borders. And yet they can be received on a radio costing less than $20. So you do not need to be rich to listen to radio. And you do not need to be able to read. And even the lack of pictures is not as bad as it may seem. The pictures in television are on a small screen. The pictures in radio are in your imagination, in your mind's eye. As someone has said, radio is just like television, except that the pictures are better. From all of us in the Specialized English team, happy listening.
English speakers often use slang words and sayings. These are common, but they are not 100% correct use of English. Here is Lee DeYoung.
One of the things that makes it hard to learn another language is the use of slang. Slang is the way we often speak in our own everyday language. We use words, sentences, or parts of sentences to say things that are not clear to those who do not live in our country. Other people cannot understand what we are talking about. For example, if you hear a person in the United States say they need some cash, or bread, or dough, do you know what they mean? They are saying they need more money. Cash, bread, and dough are all American slang words for money. Speaking of money, if I do not have enough cash to pay for something, I could say, put it on plastic. That means charge it on my credit card. Here is more slang. If a woman says to a man, give me a ring, she is not asking him to buy her anything. She wants him to call her on the telephone. Most Americans use such slang expressions in their speech every day. Even people who speak the same language may not understand each other's slang. For example, in England, a popular kind of fried potatoes are called chips. In America, they are French fries. American dollars are bucks. British pounds are quid. If it is not easy for Americans and British to understand each other when they use slang, think how it must be for someone who is trying to learn English. It is hard enough to learn the normal meaning of words and sentences. It does not seem fair to have to learn slang as well, does it? It can happen that a slang word becomes the normal name of a thing. Long ago, when the Christian faith was very new, the people who believed and followed it were called disciples, or followers of Jesus. But in the city of Antioch, people began to use a new slang word for the followers of Jesus. They called the disciples Christians, because these men and women talked so much about their Lord Jesus Christ. The new slang name became the normal name. What does it mean to be a Christian? It does not mean to belong to a special race or group, or to come from one country or place. A Christian is just a follower of Jesus Christ. Christians are people who believe in Him and try to live like Him. It is the same in every language, no matter what word you use.